on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing on the synthetic today at Sportsbet Ballarat, as we were yesterday at Pakenham. And for those who are following Warren Huntley, you've got a little bit to play with today because he was in good form, especially with his value play of the day, Compty, getting up at $13.90, $4.30 on the tote. Well done, Woz.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. It's good to be right occasionally.
Well, especially at that price. That was a very juicy day indeed. What do you make of today's meeting? There's a few skinny races today at Ballarat.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything at the double figure odds that I'm keen to play. Shopping for value today, somewhere in about $5, $6 looks a good price for the horses that I think have got great winning chances. So, yeah, not as confident today, and I'm probably more confident the way that the Pakenham track's playing at the moment. They seem to be able to just get cover, build into that race, and you know they're going to swoop. But I really want to see the first couple of races here at Ballarat, which for a number of the meetings so far this season has been an advantage to be on the speed. But I think as much of that might be the kickback that the horses back in the field seem to be receiving at Ballarat. So I'll see the first couple of races and see how it plays, because it can be prepared differently, and it might be on the improve. Fingers crossed.
Well, we've spoken to a couple of jockeys over the last few days, Craig Newitt on Saturday, and then again, Dean Yendall, who's not even riding, but he speaks to the jockeys that the kickback is actually causing welts on jockeys' arms. There is that much kickback. So it's very hard to make ground, because imagine that back in the face of horses as well.
Yeah, well, Compty was an example of that. He was back in the field near the inside at Ballarat, and I'm sure both horse and rider weren't comfortable being where he was. And you know, the way the race shaped up with the tempo, etc., he was able to get to the outside at Pakenham yesterday. But, you know, they're just totally different performances to line them up. So there's got to be a reason for that. The horse hasn't performed, you know, it wasn't 10 lengths different at Ballarat as it was to Pakenham. So, you know, I would think the way the track's playing is a contributing factor there.
And Warren, we've got a bit of breaking news, and sad breaking news too, in the racing world. It's just been announced that Nick Moraitis, of course, the larger-than-life character who was the owner of the superstar Might and Power, has sadly passed away after a long battle with illness. So we'll pay tribute tomorrow to Nick. It gives us a chance to relive the remarkable feats of Might and Power. We might even try and find Jimmy the Pumper Cassidy. But I remember Nick Moraitis and how gregarious he was, especially after every time the horse ran. And he almost did a full lap up the straight at Moonee Valley after Might and Power won the Cox Plate that year. It was phenomenal. He's a big man in the fruit and veg industry, and he'll be forever remembered in racing for having one of the best horses we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's an iconic vision of him out there greeting the crowd with Might and Power following that Cox Plate win. That will be an endearing memory of Nick Moraitis for sure.
It certainly will be. All right, let's try and find some winners today at Ballarat. Calvin McAvoy. We can't have a Ballarat meeting without the McAvoys having a winner. They've only got one today, so that narrows it down for us. How are you, Calvin?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. What is your strike rate on the synthetic?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly, but look, I think it's pretty good, and it was pretty good last season. So I think just picking the right horses and the fact that our horses, you know, being a local trainer, they get to work on this surface whenever we want, I think that really helps.
And the good news is that for the punters out there, as I said, well, we can just hone in on one, Rose Tycoon. And, she put the writing on the wall last start. She was absolutely brilliant winning on the Ballarat Synthetic.
Yeah, she was. Look, she's a very nice mare. She's taken a really long time with soundness issues as a younger horse. And, you know, probably could make arguments that the three starts she's had, she could have won each of them, especially her first start at Murray Bridge. She was a good thing beaten. Pleased with how she won the other day. I think the second and third horse have since come out and won since that race. But we feel she's trained on nicely. I think it's about 5 weeks between runs, but that shouldn't bother her at all.
You're pretty confident today. Even looking at that Murray Bridge race, the horse that ran third is Aaron Bay. So there's good, strong form around her all the way through.
Yeah, there is. Look, no, I am confident. I mean, there is I think there's six apprentices riding the race, including Hannah Edgley on our mare. So it'll be interesting how the race sets up. Looks to be decent speed. I know the horse of Andrew Novlitz goes very, very fast, and with 3 kilos coming off of it, it might be a good thing for it. But Hannah's just got to be concentrating, ride our mare, not worry about getting into any speed battles, and I'm sure she'll be very hard to beat.
Got a big team heading to Sandown tomorrow as well, including a few interesting runners. Coolth in the last should be hard to beat.
Yeah, look, he's going really well. We had him in on Saturday and decided to wait just from the poor gate. The race event ended up being won by a horse that drew an outside gate and got back and probably was exactly where he was going to end up, but we don't have a crystal ball, unfortunately. He's in really good order. It's a pretty important race for him. He needs to, you know, get back in the winner's stall for connections, and I'm hoping that tomorrow's the day he can do it.
Bill the Boxer and the Difference, who are two nice horses. Bill the Boxer's looking for three in a row in the fifth.
Yeah, I look, really like the horse. He's a winner on heavy, he's a winner on soft, and you know, he's a winner of four or five starts. So he continues to do everything right. He did a fair bit wrong at Swan Hill and got away with it. He'll need to go to another level tomorrow and step up again in grade. I'm hoping he can do it. He seems to be in very good form.
Who's your best tomorrow?
I think Coolth is the best tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Do we see Pino on Saturday and winning partner in the championship final?
Yeah, we do. I'm really excited to have Frankie back at the races. He's deep into a prep now and finally out to that mile. It's what we feel he needs at this stage of the preparation, and probably took a little bit longer to get here because of winning the Wongoon first up and running so well in the Goodwood. But he's in fantastic order. He'll love to cut out the ground. And winning partner, he's building up in his prep and nearing peak fitness. He'd prefer drier ground, but we've set him towards this race, and he'll be taking his place as well.
Quick one from a listener who wants to know, where do we follow Royal Dress after that huge win at Donald on Sunday?
Yeah, she was super. Look, the plan will be to run her in the Lightning Stakes, which is the last race in Adelaide, the last stakes race of the season over there in Adelaide. It's a 2 and 3 year old race over 1,000 metres, and be, you know, important to try and get some black type on her for Coolmore. She's obviously a filly by I'm Invincible with a terrific pedigree. So I think it's about a month between runs. We'll give her a little jump out in between, but that'll be where she'll head.
Good on you, Calvin. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Calvin McAvoy joining us there. Let's get stuck into the preview of the Ballarat meeting. The first race is at 1 o'clock, over 1,000 metres, and Moglis being well supported into $2.50 favourite. Nikon Buys at $3.10. Tokaloo Drift at $3.40. Uptown Lucy, $9. Top three in the market. There's not much between them here, Warren.
No, I'm leaning Moglis, Michael. I thought the two runs this preparation have been good. Mieta's come out and won again since the first up run. And Classy Kenny, who won at Swan Hill, was terrific winning at metropolitan level in Adelaide. So that form's holding up well. Leaning to seven ahead of 8, Nikon Buy, who trotted up really well going into this preparation and just maybe was all at sea down the straight at Flemington. The blinkers go on here, so a significant gear change. 6, Uptown Lucy. I thought the jump out going into this preparation was really good at Burrumbeat. Caught wide here on the synthetic track hasn't been the right place to be, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a better performance with the earmuffs going on. And 5, Tokelau Drift's been solid enough in two runs this prep, getting fitter. 7, 8, 6, 5.
7, 8, 6, and 5 in the first today. Race number 2. A few scratchings in this race, and this is the shorty of the day, South of Houston, who was scratched from the weekend. It's at $1.60 from the Price Kent stable. Another interesting first starter is Chopin, and it's from the Cummings Yard at $7. Barani, its stablemates at $8. Beau Constrictor is at $8, a first starter from the Ma Eustace stable. So there's a big boom on South of Houston. Would you take $1.60?
Probably the answer is yes, Michael, because I'm going to use it in the play of the day. So, gee, I think she looks well above average. Look, we had a first starter that was well back from the Peter Moody stable yesterday that ran well and didn't win and got into about that quote. So it can be fraught with danger, but, gee, she looks like she's got a bit of bottom to her. And, look, synthetic ground here on debut could be a query, but I think she can glide across from that wider draw and get somewhere near the speed. And earmuffs and tongue tie on for the debut, the pre-race earmuffs. I think she's very smart, and I think she'll win. 9. It is 6, Lady Barua, who seems over the odds. I thought she had a tough run, battled on pretty well in a race of some depth last start. Starconi was well supported to win that after covering ground also, but I thought the effort of Lady Wairua was good. 7, Original Glaze, has jumped out nicely to debut for the George Osborne stable. didn't have a lot between the Godolphin pair in Barani and Chopin. They looked to have been experimenting with the headgear a bit on Chopin going into the debut. I see he's not wearing anything specific in terms of blinkers, etc., but he does look to go nicely in the jump outs. They both should get nice runs from the draw. 9672.
9672. Race number three. In this race, it's over 1,200 metres. No scratchings here. The exchange for Team Hayes, $3.10. Mr. Scorefield is at $3.60. ICIC at $3.90. And then Blazing Bazinga at $6.50. So again, there's a few given a chance in this race.
Yeah, I'm keen on the exchange here, Michael. I thought the work going into the debut was quite impressive. And on the back of that, went around well in the market at Benalla, pulled up with a degree of lameness there. Liked the way he's been moving in the work going into his first up run here. Trials and jump outs just looks to be going really well from a good draw. The winkers have come off from that debut performance. I'm keen on the exchange. I'm going 7. Out of 9, ICIC, who's jumped out nicely to make the debut for the Mar and Eustace stable. 2, Bazinga Bazinga. He got in behind them and looked to just want to go a little bit keenly early on debut, but he's still learning, and with the benefit of that run, he might just get his racing skills a little bit better. And I still thought he was okay to the line, and he ran quite well, but he just looked like he still had a little bit to learn from his racing manners. And Mr. Scorefield's an interesting runner. First run for the Tony Chibnall stable. Jump outs have been okay, but the race day form's certainly good enough to be right in the mix here with 4 Beyond, Picarones, Profiteer and Paul Ailey. It really does jump off the page. Just would have liked to have seen a little bit more than the jump outs. Might say the best for race day. I'm keen on 7 ahead of 9, 2 and 5.
7 ahead of 9, 2 and 5 in the third today at Ballarat. Race number 4 is over 2,100 metres. We can take out 1 and 7. Nick Starr is the $2.40 favourite from the Mar Eustace stable. Bonjour Blue at $4. Midnight Vagrant is at $5.50. And then route to Fuentes at $7. So Nick Starr's the favourite here. Bonjour Blue is due knocking on the door to break through today. Who do you like in the fourth?
Well, I'm just going outside that pair, and I thought that you could play each way with number 9, Midnight Vagrant. You're right, both Bonjour Blue and Nick Starr, they look ready to win. I don't think there's any tricks to them. They're both quite one pace. They're fit. They'll make their own luck somewhere near the speed. They could certainly win, but in a high-pressure race last start, over a shorter course and probably short of his best trip, I thought Midnight Vagrant was solid behind Lady Ardoyne, who's got a good chance in a stronger race later on today. He's still on the up, whereas the others have probably almost reached their peak this preparation. And put each way, number 9, Midnight Vagrant. Head of 3, Bonjour Blue, who'll be riding the speed, give a sight, doesn't really have a change-up speed, but he might just keep whacking away and be the one that's hardest to get past. Winters will be up there on the speed also. Been going around at pretty big odds, but I have to say that has been going as well as a few of these. She's an honest, tough mare who's hard and fit. She can make her own luck. And Nick Starr's in the mix. As I said, I thought quite one pace, maybe the stable. Quite often the horses just start tight enough in the market. Can certainly win. Visor goes on, just might help. Be a subtle gear change that can help find a length or so. I thought it was just a touch under the odds. 9 each way ahead of 3, 10 and 11.
9 each way ahead of 3, 10 and 11 in race number 4. Halfway through the meeting today at Sportsbet Ballarat. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Tuesday. Racing at Sportsbet Ballarat on the synthetic. Warren Huntley finding us all of the winners. And we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5. It's benchmark 58 over 2,500 metres. We can take out 4, 5, 7 and 8. The favourite here is Mr. Mischief at $2.90. Let Fly $3.80 and $5 for Northern Ivy. How many in this first leg, was?
I'm going to go with 3, Michael. I think Mr. Mischief, he just really found his niche on the synthetic tracks going back some 12 months or so ago. He's raced consistently subsequently. His consistency's earned him plenty of weight, but he's on a quick backup here and he gets the dropping grade from benchmark 64 and he gets a claim for Sheridan Clark. So I think they're all positives for number 1, Mr. Mischief. Interesting Let's Fly getting up to this trip. Crossover noseband and earmuffs go on, so probably just trying to help her relax a bit. First time out beyond 1,700 metres to see if she runs the trip, but I did think she stuck on okay behind a talented galloper in Audrey Girl.
last start. Number 10, Hubble's another interesting runner. Had the runs in the distance range now. Wasn't sure about him out for this trip, and his pedigree by Star Witness out of Carmarthenshire doesn't scream 2,000 metres, but just seems to have settled into a routine with Nathan Hobson that he's giving himself every opportunity. And I thought he was solid enough at this distance behind Blazing Rebel last start on this circuit. Maybe three Bodrum, who was a deserved maiden winner two starts ago, but this is a little bit tougher, particularly at the top end. 1-9, 10-3.
1-9, 10-3 in the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg, race number 6, is over 1,600 metres, take out 3 and 8. Sure Can, the $2.80 favourite. Apache Star, $3. Lady Ardoin is at $5. $6.50 for Hit the Moon, and it doesn't end there. $8.50 and $9, the next two in the market. So not a big field, but a few given a chance.
Yeah, I thought number 5, Lady Ardoin, she recorded some really good numbers winning here in good time and was well backed and dashed away to win impressively here last start. She had a tough run two starts ago behind the Red Kite, and with a more economical run, she was just a dominant winner here last start. That was a maiden, so she has to take the rising grade, but only goes to 58th grade here, and I think she's got a terrific winning chance. I'd like to see the synthetic hoof filler coming off if Tommy Conlon was managing anything with her feet. Looks like they may well be getting on top of that. Too Sure can run well here first up. The first up record reads okay from only two preparations, and a recent jump out of Cranbourne and finishing ahead of Izao Bonneville now reads pretty well following that performance of that horse at Caulfield on Saturday. Apache Star can do a few things wrong. He can get keen and over racing, and Vlad Juric going back on was a positive last start, but then he ended up back in the field and he had to be ridden a little bit differently. I'd be surprised if they don't just try and roll forward today, and strong senior rider in Zach Spain aboard with Vlad back in Singapore is a positive. Ticks Hit the Moon on the fresh side, will be off the speed, should be strong late. 5-2-1-6.
5-2-1-6 in race 6. Race number 7, a 58 over 1,200. Take out 4 and 6. Good push from Calvin McAvoy for the favourite. Rose Tycoon, $2.25. Sistine Explorer, $3. Moss Job, $4.60. And Paris Gem, $8.50. Can we trim this leg up at all, Warren?
I want 4 in this leg. I don't think this is a real trim-up leg at all. It's a really good opportunity for Matty Price aboard Moss Job for Gavin Betchgood from a reasonably favourable draw. The horse is going really well and was benchmark 70 level last start. Gets back to the 58th grade here with a full 4 kilo claim after carrying the full weight with Mick D aboard last start. I think Moss Job's a little bit over the odds. Rose Tycoon was well supported, went round at close to Winks odds, $1.35. last start, and set off what was a reasonable speed and then dashed away late, beat Precious Ox, who's been okay subsequently, but I think it's a little bit tight in the market. 5-16 Explorer's fit and consistent. She just needs that next win on the board, but Jet Stanley may well be the key. He's had a terrific time of it since coming back to Victoria to continue his riding career, ducking across the border to New South Wales, riding winners regularly. He's really going well. I'm sure the family are rapt to see the success that he's having back here in Victoria. And 1 Enigma. Another one who drops in grade. I thought did enough at Ballarat here on the turf track. Race 1 by Hickok, which is a terrific form reference for this. Had 2 runs in benchmark 70 level. Gets back to 58 grade with a claim here. I think they all need to go in, Michael. 3-2-5-1.
3-2-5-1. And the last of the day is race number 8. It jumps at 4:30, a 58 over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 2, 7 and 9. Flips Star is at $3.30. Then we're out to Bluestone Lane at $3.90. And Night Eclipse is at $4. Mount Buller was a sneaky push this morning from JD Hayes with the Bricky Boys at $7. So they are the major contenders in the last. Who do we come home with?
Yeah, I think, again, we need the 4 selections here. Amaniki coming out a quarter of an hour or so before the scratching deadline this morning changed this race to some extent, because Amaniki had the Kaido form line from yesterday and the Inundation form line from two starts ago. So there was some strong form lines through Amaniki, who would have been top pick. I thought Philip Star had the tempo to suit, but was able to build momentum and really hit the line well last start. I don't think there's as much depth in this race, and the blinkers going on from a favourable draw hopefully can settle that a little bit closer. Bluestone Lane's been kept fresh.
Back in distance here, looks one of the key winning hopes. As does Six Mount Buller. I thought it was a good push from JD. The blinker's going on, and the best of Mount Buller would be competitive here. Indications are that he is going well at home. Number four, Night Eclipse, who's had two runs back for the Matty Raymond stable. First up run was solid. Capable of improving here after just a modest checking up run. 1-3-6-4.
1-3-6-4. You were on form, on point yesterday with your best value selection. What's the best way to attack today's meeting?
Yeah, I hope we can repeat that, Michael. I thought race 3, number 7, The Exchange, at a backable price, a bit around the $3 or a bit better, was a good price, making him the best. Race 3, number 7. Race 4, number 9, Midnight Vagrant, I thought potentially still on the up, was the value. Quaddy First League, numbers 1, 9 and 10. Second League, 1, 2 and 5. Third League, 1, 2, 3 and 5. Final leg, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 6. And either a running double or an all-up, the win is the play of the day in races 2 and 3, taking number 9, South of Houston, first out, one out in the first leg, and 7, The Exchange, one out in the second.
Good on you, Woz. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.